Test.
Mm-hmm.
Test.
Can you not see that you're doing that, Danny? So funny because you're Asian, so it looked like one of them old Asian movies.
Shut up.
What's going on, you guys? Welcome to How to Nerd Into the Nerdverse, where fandom knows no bounds. Today's topic is the magic of buddy shows and movies. And I'm really excited because my guest today, the perfect buddy duo, the perfect dynamic duo, if I had to call it anything, describe it as such, these guys are the perfect ones to talk about the subject. Why? Because I have the Afro Noodles with me here today. We got Willie Mac. We got Danny Plum. And this is going to be so much freaking fun. How you guys doing today, man?
Hey, what's good with you, man? Excited. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's funny because me and Danny have known each other almost 9 years now. And we met in a backyard doing some show at some location that looked like Get Out. And there was raccoons running around in the backyard that while the comics was performing. And to see us go from like that to like now we're like touring is like, it's crazy. It's nice to have that person, that friendship, like on some real buddy comedy stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, Danny, do you remember where this location was?
Not at all.
Lies, Danny.
I'm kidding.
It was, where we first met? How you not going
See, this is what happens, right? You see what happens? It's like a divorced, like ex-wife energy. Like it's just so. This is what happened. We were at. I do remember. Okay, huh? It was a backyard. It was a very, a lot of white women there, and it was like one of my first shows in LA, you know. And it's like, oh, I'm doing stand-up comedy. This is awesome. And then, you know, Willie was the only black guy there, so I felt. Diversity, you know, and I felt that energy and it just gravitated towards that. And so, yeah, here we are, you know, and Afro Noodles.
I'll let you guess. Let's do a trivia and let people guess which one's the Afro and which one's the noodle. Go.
Please leave a comment, man, and let us know who's Afro and who's noodle out of this amazing duo, man. Every great story has an unforgettable duo, whether they're partners in crime, hilarious opposites, or unlikely best friends who always have each other's back, right? If you had to pick one fictional character to be your ultimate best friend, who would that be and why?
Wow, that's a good one. It could be anybody?
Anybody, any fictional character, or if you wanted to be somebody in real life.
Well, it's definitely not Willie. So
I'm about to say, I can't choose Willie.
Yeah. Definitely not him. I would say, I'm a big fan of anime. Mm-hmm. So it's between Gojo from, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen or Saitama from One Punch Man. Because here's the thing. I love me a good overpowered best friend to get me out of things. Okay? Like I'm not that guy. I'll never be that guy. You know, I'm not that guy, pal. You know, that guy. Right? So it's like, if I get in trouble, which most of the time, a lot of times I do, I need someone to whoop ass. And you know what? I got Gojo or Saitama to help me out any time of the day. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go with either one of those.
Solid lineup. Willie, who you got, man? Who's riding with you?
Who's riding with me? Fictional characters or non-fictional characters? One. I feel like I would want to kick it with Mojo Jojo. Like I feel like Mojo Jojo, me and him on the same page. Like we don't really want to destroy the world. Like we doing it, but it's like it's because we come from like dark histories. Mojo Jojo just misunderstood. That's just how I feel about it. And the Powerpuff Girls are privileged. They got all the candy and spice and everything nice. But they be doing too much. Mojo just trying to do Mojo. Like,
yeah.
Mojo got ADHD, and it's just he's like Elon Musk. That's how Mojo Jojo is. Elon Musk is the new Mojo Jojo.
He would bring up the Powerpuff Girls. That's crazy.
I don't know if you had the chance to see the trailer that leaked of the live action Powerpuff Girls recently. No. But they went in a completely different direction than anyone expected, right? One of them's an alcoholic, one of them's an influencer, and then Mojo Jojo was actually a father and son. There was Mojo the father and then Jojo the son. It's a whole thing. Willie Mac, I would love to see your reaction to that trailer, bro. It's insane. It's really, really crazy.
Oh, this is crazy.
If I had to bring somebody up to who I would want to be my partner in crime, you mentioned anime, and I gotta go with Sailor Moon, bro. I gotta go with Sailor Moon. Only because like people sleep on Sailor Moon. They think she's just the pretty girl who does the transformations, but no one talks about how incredibly powerful Sailor Moon is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I gotta go with Sailor Moon on mine.
I didn't expect that. I got to tell you that, man. I didn't expect a Sailor Moon.
I think anyone's going to expect like the big buff guy or like the fast guy. I'm like, no. The one with the pigtails. Her. She's beating up everybody. That's my buddy.
You want a blonde girl to be your buddy. You want a...
With the rise of buddy cops, right? Let's talk about how this genre and what it means to so many people, right? We got the rise of buddy cop movies like Lethal Weapon, Rush Hour, Bad Boys, classic TV besties, Friends, Keenan and Kel, Scrubs, Martin, you know, even buddy sci-fi and fantasy duos, Frodo and Sam, R2-D2 and C-3PO, Rick and Morty. And then you got to look at the rivalries that become friendships. When it comes to X-Men, you got Xavier and Magneto. We talked anime, that's Goku and Vegeta, Batman and Catwoman, like, you know, that back and forth dynamic are all amazing setups for incredible storytelling when it comes to the buddy cop stuff, or excuse me, the buddy genre of things, right? Mm-hmm. You think of Sherlock Holmes and Watson, right? One serious, one goofy. Buzz and Woody, same kind of realm. When we think of Men in Black, where would you place those guys on that list of the kind of buddy friendship they have?
Men in Black?
Yeah.
Well, we definitely know it's not Batman and Poison. Who was that? Catwoman?
Catwoman.
No, they was I think they were fucking. So they were fucking. Definitely that's a different type of
friendship. Too. It was friendship too mixed in there. Mm-hmm.
Friends with benefits. I get it.
Yeah.
But I will put Men in Black, and there's like a coworker comedy. Those coworkers, they like coworkers that became friends. Like
yeah.
In regular life, they never would have ran into each other. They don't go in the same circles. And then it definitely falls under the opposites attract too, though. So that's where I think.
I don't. Yeah, it's kind of like the grumpy dad and like the hyper son. You know, it's so like, to me, that duo is all right. Might be like a 6 out of 10 for me. You know, it's like, come on. You know, it's like, they keep each other in check. Kay's like the old dude at work. He's been there for 30 years, you know, doesn't even like his job, but is somehow still the best at it, you know. And then like Jay's a new hire who got like too much energy, but keeps saying stuff like, oh, why don't we try things this way? Or like, you know, trying to, it's like that type of banter and relationship where it's like coworker and like the guy that's been here for a while. It's like, I don't know. It's not so like bestie type of energy. You know what I mean?
I definitely see where you're going with the family aspect, because Will, and even though it doesn't really say it, but like his family dynamic looked like it wasn't fully, it looked like how it really is in real life with like Jaden and him. Like, Will plays like an older Jaden in Men in Black, where he's just all over the place and just kind of wild. And you're right. Like, Jay or Kay? I forget. But he is the one that's like the father figure. And he's like, hey, you gotta be a man. And like, all right. So he does mature him like Uncle Phil a little bit.
Yeah. throughout the Men in Black series, we, you know, I think it's part two where Kay's like retired and they has to go get him out of the post office.
Yeah.
And seeing that dynamic between them, it was still a little bit of like the first iteration of Will Smith's Jay. That's still in there a bit, but it definitely is a matured version because he had to take over the role as being the head honcho then.
It's basically Rush Hour with like tentacles.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the comparison between the two. Speaking of Rush Hour, have you guys had that comparison yet?
No. Just kidding.
No one's brought that up to you guys? Or is that all the time now?
It's not all the time, but me and Danny used to have this thing where it's like we're the Rush Hour without the crime fighting. We know where the stereotype comes from. We know what it looks like. Because we're black and Asian. But no, it's like it's funny, even in our dynamic, I feel like one is a genius, the other's insane. It's Pinky and the Brain.
So where you were going with that. Last question about Rush Hour, very quickly. Between the three, which is your favorite? Because I recently went on a binge and I watched all three in one day.
I haven't seen three.
Okay. You haven't seen three?
Wow.
Who are you, man?
Wow.
You're not in touch with culture.
All right, so Willie, between one and two.
I'm gonna have to say I like the story of one better. I like the first iteration of it because it was just like it was just a new dynamic. When I think of two, and the reason why I have not seen three is because I feel like anytime they start doing something after a second sequel or whatever, I feel like they're just trying to pull money and the story starts to dilute. That's why I haven't seen it. I was like, oh, it's probably one of these things. I never got it. But according to you all's reaction, I need to see three.
I mean, three isn't the best. I'm just saying to really get a full assessment, you need to see all three. You can't just be like, oh, one and two was great. But I need the third to really get a real input in there, you know?
Yeah. I got to go with Daniel on that one. I agree because I didn't watch three until I went on this binge. I was like, the exact reason you set up, Willie, of why you didn't watch it is the same reason I didn't watch it. But having a chance to sit down, I was like, oh, they added some real lore here. There's some elements that you're like, wait, it's dope. It's dope. Is it the best? I can't say that, but it's definitely worth the watch for sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say mine was probably number two. I think that's the best one. Like the jokes are there, the action, like Chris, he got a free trip to Hong Kong. You know, like he got to yell Lee for like 90 minutes straight. Like it was amazing, bro. Like that, I think number two might be the one.
Wait, are we talking about Rush Hour or are we talking about Men in Black?
We're talking about Rush Hour.
I've seen all three.
Oh,
can you kick him out of this,
please? Men in Black three?
I thought y'all was talking about Men in Black.
No one was talking about Men in Black, Willie.
We're talking about Rush Hour. So you have seen all three?
I have seen all three.
Okay, so where do you stand now that between one, two, and three? Does it change your answer or no? Two? Two. Okay.
For the exact same reason Danny was talking about. I was talking about Agent J and Agent K. Were we never talking about?
No, we did, but we shifted over once I asked about the Rush Hour comparison.
Man, y'all crossed me. Yo, y'all Steph Curried me. Y'all did one of these moves. And I went that way. Y'all went over there, and I got completely faked.
Remember earlier he said something about a genius and insanity. I think you can tell which one is the. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Love the dynamic between you two now even more. Last thing about Rush Hour. I know I said that was gonna be the last one, but I want to touch on this. It took until this watch through, and I was with somebody for them to finally understand that Jun Tao, the person we see in the very beginning. That's not Jun Tao. They thought for their entire lives that the actor that we see with the blonde hair, they thought that was Jun Tao their entire lives. And I know that there had to be something. Oh my God, don't tell me you're just not figuring that out too, Danny.
I am.
Danny. It's let me tell you what it is. I want you to see it first. I want you to see it first. I want you to have this moment in real time. Is your mind a bit blown because your entire life you thought that was Jun Tao?
Yes.
Okay, no, that's not Jun Tao. But it's Jackie Chan and the subtitles back then's fault as we're kids. So we thought that was Jun Tao forever because that's what we was looking for. No, Jun Tao's the other guy, the boss that they kill at the end.
Wow.
That's Jun Tao.
Wow.
Willie, please tell me you knew this.
Why would they call this white man Jun Tao?
That's a lie.
That is the most catfish
cultural appropriation.
Jeez.
Dog. Yes. Yes.
Jun Tao. So you're saying Jun Tao was his white man?
Yes. Jun Tao was a name that was known amongst the criminal organization. And then the first scene, you have Jackie Chan asking the guy that what's that character's name? I don't know that character. I think it's Singh. I think he's asking Singh, where's Jun Tao?
Yeah.
So we know that's not Jun Tao because it says it in the subtitles. But for some odd reason, we were forever brainwashed thinking that was Jun Tao.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you guys were today years old when you figured it out. But that's something for another day for you guys to share with your guys' community on Afro Noodles, man. Mm-hmm. Question for you guys. Why do people, you think, love buddy duos so much? What makes them so compelling in movies and TV shows? Is it the dynamic? Is it the different kinds of dynamics? Is it the yin and yang to each other? What makes it so special? Because what you guys have built with Afro Noodles, I think, is a perfect testament to it.
Yeah.
People like dualities. We know about yin and yang.
That was a big word.
We know that we hear opposites attract. And so when people watch buddy comedies, they see themselves in one of these situations and they can relate to it. And they've either related to it in a sense of they wish they could have done some craziness like this. Like when you watch Harold and Kumar, whether it's a serious one where it's like we see in Rush Hour. And people were like, oh, man, I would love to have kicked it with Chris. He seems so crazy. That's exactly what I would have done. And somebody who's very suit and tie were like, no, Jackie was right, because that's how I would have done it. And it's going to sound cheesy as fuck, all right? But it shows a version of unity that we don't have today. Like, when you think politically, like, we're so 50-50. Like, it's either people win by this much votes. So we're already very divided as people. Hmm. And so when we see these things where they merge together, it shows like this crazy unity because they are so polar opposites together. Now, I don't know. I'm also a little high, so I don't know if any of this makes sense, but it made sense to me.
Great description. Great description.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all know it's not a little, Willie. It's we learned that earlier when we had that transition from Men in Black to Rush Hour.
Yeah, I had to slow down for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my cardio bad.
It's true though, right? I think the people conflict is comedy. You know, like watching two people like who don't like get along or but they still have to stick together and then they can relate to that, and it's just people love relatability, you know. I don't know. Everyone's been stuck in a situation where they need someone to help them out, or even if they're not the best fit for it, it's like watching someone try to, you know, fix your car and end up breaking it more. It's like, but you still call them because you're both too lazy to get help. That's literally, you know, me and Willie's friendship. And it's like, so it's in a nutshell, it's like people like, you know, I mean, a brother, a sister that they grew up with. And then, or friends from, you know, the opposite race, and you learn different cultures. And then now they see that through on screen with like me and Willie, or the banters that we have. It's like, it's all tied to like their experience. And now they have someone to watch and relate to on that same, you know, that same token. So, yeah.
I like that. Like, even when my parents were in town last week, and, my dad, I'm a preacher's kid. And my dad asked Danny to pray for the food. Now, Danny's never prayed over food like that. And like the first time he's ever heard a prayer over food was with my family.
Wow.
And he said, "What does prayer do? Does it make the food taste better?" Like, why?
Okay.
And so we learn from each other's community. Like, I found out that grandma in Cambodian is yay. So I tease him about his grandma and be like, "Yay, yay!" And then, you know, it's fun to have a it's peanut butter and jelly. It's those type of things. Yeah. So yeah,
it's Afro noodles.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Good plug. Good plug, Danny. Well done.
Thanks, man.
Question for you guys in regards to if we had to bring it to real life, right? Like, which real life celebrity duo you think could play best friends in a movie? Who do we got out there right now? We're seeing a bunch of names. Who's out there that's like, you know who would be great in a buddy comedy kind of movie?
Ooh.
Like when we saw The Rock and Kevin Hart go through their PR run for their films, like, bro, I can't tell if these two are just like ripping each other for real because they maybe don't like each other, or this is really how their relationship is. Like, they're mm-hmm. just having a good time with each other.
I would say 50 Cent and Gwyneth Paltrow.
In what kind of movie? A rom comedy? Like, what is this?
Like a rob-com.
A rob-com. Nice.
Seriously. I do see them as like almost like not necessarily buddy cop, but like a heist comedy movie. Like if she hired him but she don't want his type. Or whatever, and he's never done this. He don't really work with white people, but then they like, y'all got to work together. And then we find out that they're more alike than they thought. It's just this person calls it ghetto, this person calls it white trash. And it's like, oh, we're actually very similar. And yeah.
I'd probably do like Denzel and like Will Ferrell.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be cool?
What would that set feel like? Oh my, it's two completely different energies.
Yes, that's why I love that. I like, you just know it's gonna be magic. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Will is gonna annoy Denzel so much. That's the 100%. Thing. And that's why we're gonna love it. We're watching for that reason.
That's a good point.
But I also, even with what he's saying, I think Denzel got a goofy side to him too, where he would get him back. But like it would be like Will seemed like the type that would put a box under the door and you open it and it'd be like, boop and gotcha. Denzel's shit would be like thought out. He'd be like, okay, you got me. You got me.
It would be like if Denzel is like trying to defuse a bomb and it's like so intense and serious, and then you just hear Will being like pew pew. Like
two completely different approaches to scenes. I gotta agree with you, bro. I think that'd be a great set to just to be a part of it, just to be an extra or work in the PA on that one. I would have to watch, bro.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, to this day, I don't understand how this worked, but it did. There was this movie called Bringing Down the House. Queen Latifah and Steve Martin. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Who thought that this would be the thing that would not only work, but it helped launch Queen Latifah to a whole other stratosphere of success. See, forget about that film, bro. But that I don't understand how that worked.
It's the same thing that I was just saying. It was such a polar opposite that it brought both of their worlds together and the people in the middle. Mm. I brought my audience. You brought your audience. And then we brought an audience that's like, I guess I never actually would have thought this. And so, boom.
And it's an amazing story, by the way, to hear about Danny like asking, why are we praying? I think that's an amazing cultural moment. I love it, bro. Next question for you guys. Who's your favorite underrated buddy pairing that deserves more love?
Mm. that deserves more love.
Mm-hmm. I think these guys already get love, but if we can bring back the love, I think like I was a big fan of Drake and Josh growing up. So
Yes.
I just feel like those guys is like really, I don't know. I mean, it was always like Keenan and Kel, you know, Good Burger during that era. And then so like now, yeah, I don't know. For me, it's like Drake and Josh has always been like a, need to get a little more love, you know what I mean, from what they did.
Ask me the question again.
Question is, who's your favorite underrated buddy pairing that deserves more love?
Got it. Underrated. So the ones that people don't necessarily know about. All right. Because at first I was going to say if we was going the other route, it was going to be Jay-Z and Kanye. I would love to see them back together now in their brain. Like if it worked. Mm. But underrated though, I kind of like this Kendrick and SZA. Like they're kind of opposite. Like Kendrick, I like what they got going on. It almost feels like poetic justice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It has a very poetic justice vibe to them. And it's like we kind of go brush past that they're on tour together. We brush past that they Super Bowl and like I mean we know it, but it's like they're fun together.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I love how Willie went straight to like. Rap, but like,
dynamic. It's great just because it's a dynamic duo conversation. Period. They're buddies, and they when you bring up Kendrick and SZA, they complement each other very well. They've had amazing records together. That once they drop, it becomes this vibe that people want to ride out to for quite some time. It doesn't go away. People really do enjoy the product of SZA and Kendrick. Kendrick song, so I get where mm-hmm. you're coming from with it, for damn sure.
I don't.
He's like, nope.
That's because you haven't seen. I'm gonna make you see this, Danny.
They're not buddies, Willie.
So if we had to compare that, like, right to the music collaborations we've seen that were like, man, how did this work? The Jay-Z and Linkin Park era. I was a fan of Jay-Z. I'm a fan of Linkin Park, and then I hear about an album coming out. And I'm like. How's this going to work? And then I hear it and I was like, oh, this worked. Okay. All right. So yeah, that's definitely in the buddy system as well, man. Quick thing I want to throw out there for you guys, trivia wise, did you guys know who the Bad Boys script was originally supposed to be for?
Mm-mm.
No.
Dana Carvey and John Lovitz.
Shut up.
Yep.
Bad Boys?
Bad Boys was originally not the version we got with, you know, Will and Martin that was extra cool and blowing up. It probably had even more comedy aspect to it, especially you got to think of Dana Carvey and John Lovitz kind of comedy style. But yeah, wow. The Bad Boys script originally had those two actors tied to it.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, whole different vibe. I would love to see an opposite world where we got a chance to see what that movie would have looked like. I want to bring up a challenge for you guys where we get to choose between two buddies, all right? Okay. Two buddy groups, 2v2, tag team championships on the line right now. Let's bring up some right now. Starting off, we got Will and Carlton versus Martin and Tommy.
Martin and Tommy for me. I like their sarcasm and just how Tommy just was all over the place.
I love Will and Carlton. You can't. I mean, that's you can't beat them, man. They're the OGs, man. The first dynamic duo, I think.
Such a great, so many amazing moments with Will and Carlton. I went back and rewatched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at least 3 or 4 times in my life. And their scenes together are just, you could tell they were just having fun. That's all it was for them, was just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Next up, who do we got? Ooh. Woody and Buzz versus Donkey and Shrek.
This is tough.
I gotta go Donkey and Shrek just for cultural reasons. Like, Donkey was Eddie, man.
Yeah.
Eddie, like, and Shrek. I just like, I liked it. So yeah, that's my vibe right there.
Oh, this is so hard, man. It's both are iconic.
Yeah. You gotta ride with him.
I gotta see, the thing is, I gotta go with my era. Like, I feel like Woody and Buzz, you know, gave me that warmth when I grew up. You know, with Woody's like Andy, you know, signature on the foot. It just brings back so much. I gotta go with them, you know what I mean?
That's even like how you kept saying Woody made you feel better as a kid, man.
I tried to leave it alone, Willie. Come on, man.
Woody was there when nobody else was.
And then Buzz made me feel warm. Like,
okay, you went with Donkey, huh? You went with a donkey.
My bad, man.
I love it, man. All right, who do we got next? This is rough.
Wow.
Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett versus Agent Carter and Agent Lee.
I mean, Lee. Come on.
Yeah.
We can't even disagree on this one for the culture. Yeah,
Mike and Marcus. Especially Bad Boys 3, man. That was my favorite, man.
Damn.
So you guys are in disagreement about this one?
No, I'm going with Carter and Lee. This dude.
You guys disagree? Oh.
Nah. I'm going with Carter and Lee. I am going with Carter and Lee. You ever see those Instagrams where it'd be like, I want a good man, and then it'd be like, I want one to just fuck me. And then she'd be like, good man, and then crawl under and go. Like, that was this moment right here.
Gotta say, absolutely that timing.
Iconic, man. Huge fan of the Bad Boys franchise, bro. It was so good to see it come back. This last one, I don't know if anyone had the chance to check it out, but if you haven't, please go. It is a really, really great film. And I hope they get a chance to do another one. Same for Rush Hour, man. Those were really great films. You could tell that was during the Hollywood era where they still could just go all in on something. And they went all in. Those are great, great productions, man, to put together those films. What do we got next? Ooh.
Oh, come on, man.
Timon and Pumbaa or Mike and Sully?
Ain't no question, man. It means no worries. For the rest of your days, it's a problem-free
philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
All day. No knock to Mike and Sully, but it's got to be Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, come on, man.
Classics. Frodo and Sam or Spock and Kirk?
Wow. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't never seen both.
What? No Lord of the Rings.
No. Wow. Never a fan. Never a fan, man. It's like a ring, guys. A ring. A ring.
The one that controls all those. The one that's the most powerful.
Ah, he said the one that controls all.
Like, you don't want that one, no? Dang.
I'll go with Frodo just because they got some curly hair or something. I don't know. Here we go. I'm not messing with this space emo.
The crazy thing is I've never seen them either.
What?
I seen the new Star Trek. I did see the new one, but I haven't seen the old school because, okay, I grew up religious. My parents wouldn't let me watch stuff like this. So my foundation was different. Like, I think Lord of the Rings came out in what, 99 or something like that?
In that era, yep.
So I was still home, so they wasn't letting me go see these things. And by the time I was old enough to be, like, I'm out here on my own to see these, it was already so many, and I'm like, So.
Yeah. Willie, what did you think about the new Star Trek iterations? I enjoyed them. I thought they were dope. That second one, Into the Darkness, that became one of my favorite movies ever with Benedict Cumberbatch playing Oh Boy. I was like, yo, that's the villain? I loved it.
No, I'm here for the new iteration. I'm glad I'm experiencing it in the new. Like, and because now going back, watching how cheesy the graphics were and all of that now, or back then, like, boom, boom, boom. I can't after saying, yeah.
Shout out to William Shatner, man. Absolute legend for bringing Captain Kirk to life. Who do we got next? Charles and Jake.
Oh, I already know this one.
I'm going. I got to go with. I'm a huge fan of Psych, so I'm going to go with Sean and Gus.
Mm-hmm. Huge fan. I don't know who Charles and Jake is, so I'm gonna have to go Sean and Gus too.
I think across the board we're gonna go Sean and Gus on this one. I gotta rock with Dulé Hill. He obviously played Onion Sam and Holes, so yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Gotta give it to him, man. You hear about Pluto? It's messed up, right?
What do we got now? Oh, whoa. Oh, the man. Emotional support character? All right, John Wick and the dog, or Chuck and Wilson?
Dang, John Wick all day. No question.
All day. All day.
Yeah.
Got to give it to John Wick, man. He went to war for his pup. So, yeah, for sure. This is a classic bash. Ah, this is interesting. Bert and Ernie versus SpongeBob and Patrick.
Wow. SpongeBob, sorry.
You going SpongeBob?
I can't. Yeah, man. I think I was beyond my time with Bert.
That's Bert and Ernie, man.
Dang.
I'm saying Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie is Danny and I. We both live together. Mm. Best friends. Mm. I feel like Danny's Ernie and I'm Bert. If we had to compare which one was which. And we actually have a picture that's similar to that. That me and Danny. I wish I wasn't on my phone to show you that photo.
Didn't they confirm that they are? Yeah, they confirmed in 2018 Bert and Ernie are indeed a gay couple.
Yeah, he's still picking Bert and Ernie, huh? How's that, Willie? How is that?
It's Danny's follow up. How's that, Willie? Let's go to the next one. Oh my God, we got Hiccup and Toothless or Ash, Ketchum, and Pikachu. Shut off. Ash and Pikachu, 100%.
100.
Ash and Pikachu.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Yeah, man. The fact, can we go back really quickly on some nerd stuff, right? I have all the Pokemons over there. The fact that Nintendo put out Pokemon Yellow because Pokemania happened and they made it to where Pikachu never leaves your side in the game. You could never swap him out. Red and blue, you could switch out every Pokemon. Pikachu never left the screen. That's how big this freaking franchise became overnight. So, yeah, got to go Ash and Pikachu. What about you, Willie?
No, definitely Ash and Pikachu. I had the whole setup, man. I still got my Pokemon cards in my room.
Same.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Favorite Pokemon from either of you? Go for it.
Bulbasaur.
Nice.
Man, I know I might be played out, but it's a I was gonna say Charmeleon actually. He don't get enough love.
Ah, Charmeleon. Yep. Great design.
Yeah.
Great design. Yeah.
I feel like because he's always in the middle. Like everyone's always like Charizard, or like, you know, or Charmander. But like, I feel like Charmeleon is like, you know, can't get the Charizard without getting the Charmeleon first, man.
So. I get you. I'm a huge Gengar fan. If it's not Gengar, it's Blastoise. So yeah.
Good one.
Cannons.
What do we got next? Sam and Dean or Mulder and Scully? X-Files or what is Sam and Dean from? That's from the Supernatural franchise.
Yeah, Supernatural. I could never get into X-Files, man. It was always so boring to me. So I'm going to go with, Supernatural. I actually watched Supernatural, so...
And I'm vice versa. I never seen Supernatural, but I loved X-Files. I like space. So, like, I go to Joshua Tree even now just to go look at the stars and be like, man, we never get there. So the idea of the aliens and all this other stuff fascinated me.
That's dope. They've been trying to do another an X-Files series for quite some time. I forgot. Didn't they drop an X-Files movie?
They sure did.
I forgot about that. I got to go back and watch that. See if it still holds up. What do we got next? Oh, Goku and Vegeta or Naruto and Sasuke? I got to go Goku Vegeta.
I'm going with Sasuke and Naruto all day. All day. And I know you're shocked. You're shocked. You're like, why, man? Goku, Vegeta, the best, Super Saiyan. Blah, blah, blah. Listen. Yes, they did walk so these guys could crawl. Okay? Mm-hmm. I get it. But they just, man, Naruto and Sasuke, they took it to a whole nother. They're so creative. The fighting is more creative. The mm-hmm. story. Like, all Goku, all they do is they power up. And then they kill the boss. There's no, and it's right. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. And then power balls. Pew 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 pew. Energy blast. That's it. That's it. Every freaking movie, every new boss arc, every just the same thing. And you got Naruto and Sasuke. They actually, they're from the Hidden Leaf Village. They got to go and defeat. And then the rivalry starts because they become enemies. And then they got to get back together. And then they're, you know, and then Sasuke gets a new superpower because he's trying to gain strength. And then it's like, come on, this is a way better. There's more oomph to this story.
Willie, the floor is yours on this one, brother.
I want everybody to say this is the last time you'll see Afro Noodles together. This was definitely a deciding factor Zoom meeting. Like, I've learned so much about Danny and our relationship. Not Bert and Ernie, but you know what I mean. But I almost got a Vegeta tattoo. Like, I just got Vegeta, man. Vegeta just doing the best he can. It always feels like the white man is just just power up a little bit more. I'm like, but you know how they say we got to work two times harder to get what? That's Vegeta. Goku disappears and come back Super Saiyan 4, and Vegeta be still stuck on 2. Like, man, I just got the 2. He's like, fuck. And so he just kept on going. The storyline, I like the story. Yes, I don't necessarily, and I guess this might be the difference between Danny and I don't watch anime sometimes, or most times, for the story. I don't care about the story. I'm in for just action. I just want something that doesn't make, I'm not trying to think when I turn anime on. I just want to see, and I can space out. But it's like, if I had to watch the first, if I missed episode 2, then you can't watch episode. So is that that's this for me? Me and my brother snuck to watch Dragon Ball Z. So that's me. Ah,
that's okay. There's levels to this, you know. So it's okay, Willie. Yeah, I know your brain can't necessarily dive into this like rich storyline. You know. Kids these days just want to see pew, 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 pew. That's it. And that's okay.
Kids these days? How is it kids these days? But you also, but Bert and Ernie was before your time. Like,
tomato, tomato.
What Danny isn't telling you is that he's a space and time traveler. Like, that's the one thing missing.
Okay.
Here's what I will give about both of you guys' arguments when it comes to this. When it comes to Naruto and Sasuke, 100% Naruto raised the generation of anime watchers. Without a doubt. I will give it that.
Thank you.
Dragon Ball Z did raise me and Willie's generation of this. I'm right there with you. Like, we were scrapping any way we could to find out how we could watch the next episode of Dragon Ball Z before it hit. Yeah, we're running home to watch it on Toonami. Yes, it took 5 episodes for Goku to continue to scream to power up. But that was all a part of the experience of watching Dragon Ball Z for us. Vegeta is my number one favorite anime character of all time. To the point when I met the voice actor, I let him know that. And he signed this poster for me. I have it hung up in my house that says, "A Saiyan never forgets his pride." And I was like, my life is complete. Like, that's how much it means to me. But I understand why the comparison to the two, especially if you break it down storyline-wise, yes. Naruto has a whole different realm. I will say, the Chunin exams should have just been completed and then move on to the other stuff. Because you get to the Chunin exams, shit blows up, then it's just like, all right, we're just going to forget that ever happened. Like, nah, what happened? Who was supposed to pass?
But we need to
know about this.
You're right, but we needed Orochimaru in there to get that story started. You can't, you know, come on now.
You're right.
I mean, So right. I'm saying there's depths, man. There's You're depths right. to it. And also, You're just right. just for the record, Sasuke will whoop Vegeta's butt. Just saying.
Hey, oh, Danny. I'm sorry, bro. I'm gonna handle this. I'm gonna go. Let me go get my gun. He's right. Hey, Danny, come here real quick. Black.
I have to, like I can't sit down anymore. I gotta stand up. I gotta stand up.
Hey, I'm just saying. Like, what is Vegeta can what? Okay, Super Saiyan. Okay, Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan 4, Blue. Okay, cool. What?
First Sasuke. Of all, respect the man's name. It wasn't Blue. The nigga's name was God.
Okay.
Super Saiyan God.
Sure. Do you even know about Ultra Ego Vegeta?
Ultra Ego Vegeta?
Yeah, you know how Goku had the Ultra Instinct form just hit? Yeah, they made another form for Vegeta called Ultra Ego.
Sure. I mean... Okay.
You know what, Danny? It's fine. Hey, you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and yours just happens to be wrong. Who do we have next?
We got, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did you really just, oh, my God.
We've got Zero and Stanley and Harry and Ron. I do have a joke when I'm asked about, you know, how do I feel about being called Zero? I'm like, look, I'm the Black Harry Potter. I'm not going anywhere. All right, like my character comes from a book, and no matter what Daniel Radcliffe does, he will always be known as Harry Potter to a select group of people in the world. So I embrace it 110%. But this is a great lineup: Zero and Stanley, or Harry and Ron. And be honest, talk to me. What do you guys got?
Hoes.
I love both, man. I'm not gonna lie. Love. I'm gonna have to give it to, you know, Zero and Stanley. Because I'm a big Shia fan. Even now, I know he went a little crazy, but he was the one that inspired me to get into acting, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, and comedy from Even Stevens to... So, yeah. I'm like... So, for me, I mean, I love Harry Potter, love Ron and what they did with that thing. But, like, and also, Harry was always getting beaten up every freaking movie, man.
Yeah.
You would think by, like, movie 5, he'd be, like, overpowered or got some, like... he's still getting kicked in the clock. Like, damn. But anyways, so yeah. Zero and Stanley for me, bro.
for sure, man. Wasn't a lot of beating up going on in the Zero and Stanley end. You know, Zero was either gonna choke somebody out, hit him with a shovel, or grab an angel off the pool table to protect his people. So yeah, whole different who's the only one that really swung on Draco? Hermione? Yeah, Hermione swung on Draco. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. They weren't really with the physicality over there at Hogwarts, but all good, man. Is there any more? Nope. That's our entire list of our verses, man. When it comes to dynamic duos and buddies, man. And I gotta say, being on here with Afro Noodles was so much fun. To see the contrast between you two is so dope, and I can't wait for all the amazing things you guys get a chance to build in the future. All right, in this segment, I'm going to ask you guys both who's more likely to, and you guys got to figure out between the both of you, who's most likely to do blank. Who's more likely to get the duo into trouble?
Danny. Danny. Danny has Danny has got me in some situations where we've had to use ChatGPT to get out of. Danny once when we was at a bonfire for our boy, and our boy Sam was the only Black people in this thing, and Danny was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom." He's like, "All right." 2 hours later, we're like, "Where is Danny?" And then Danny comes in a little later, and we were like, "Where were you for 2 hours? You just had to use the bathroom." He's like, "Oh, I went to the wrong bonfire." We look at the other bonfire that's next to ours, and it was just all Black people. And I was like, how'd you get that confused? And me and Sam, the only Black people here, and they're all Black. He said he got caught up winning in musical chairs, and it was after 9 p.m. So is everybody looked dark to him? Danny.
That's not what I said.
Danny. Do you agree the fact that you're the one that most likely gets you guys in trouble?
Sure.
Trouble's the wrong word. Danny will get us into storylines.
Understood.
Let's say it like that. Danny lead us into some storylines.
That's a good synergy. synonym.
Okay. Next question. Who's more likely to ditch the other for a love interest?
Wow. Willie.
Oh.
Do tell, man. Danny, do tell. He shared a story. You could share a story.
Man, okay. So how many times, you know, Willie, you know, he I would use the word promiscuous, okay? So, you know, he dates and, you know, sometimes we'll be out and we're out and about. And if a pretty young thing shows up and he's like, hey, man, you know, let's say we rolled together, right? Let's say we went there. This is a boys' night. We're about to do our thing, man. And then next thing you know, meets a shorty. Hey, what does he do? Throws me the keys. You can take the car home. And it's like, oh, yeah? I thought this was a, he's like, nah, it's cool, man. Here, take it. It's all good, man. I'll see you back at the crib. I was like, okay. So anyways, a lot of scenarios like that sometimes, but you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Your Honor, I would like to present Exhibit A. Danny will get a text message and be gone. Danny will be like, hey, I'll be like, hey, Danny, tonight we're gonna do some network. He's like, all right, bet, we'll get there. And he'd be like, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and get this Uber and dip.
So I guess it's okay, well, one and one. Okay. Okay, we'll
both of y'all are guilty of ditching the other.
We're tanking Roach right now, but we just tied
with it. Okay. All right. Between the two of you, who has the cooler catchphrase?
Danny.
What's Danny? Danny, what's your catchphrase?
I didn't know I had one.
He speaks in catchphrases. He's one of those where it's not like just one thing. Like, he's not like Batman where it's like, Batman. It's like Danny will be like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I forget what it was you was singing just randomly. I'm like, Danny, that's a commercial tune right there. And like, he just talks in catchphrases.
Danny, you co-sign this?
I think so.
Okay.
I just wish there was a specific catchphrase that I've used. I'm trying to think.
Everything is on my. If I wasn't on my phone, I would show all of this. Like that. Like when we was in the studio that time, and you were just singing that whatever the song is. Like even our intro for Afro Noodles is based off of you singing that, where you was just like, I forget how it's like Afro Noodles, and it's like Danny, nobody want to hear that, man. But like you just do things.
I do things. I sure do.
Okay. All right. Got two more for you guys. Who's most likely to become a supervillain?
Me.
You said that with full intention, by the way. Like it's going to happen at this very moment.
You felt that too, huh? You felt that.
I did. Man. My eyes started squinting. Like I already planned it out. Like, yeah, I would want to, like when I talk, maybe I got a catchphrase, because when I always talk to you, Danny, I'd be like, the world, Chino, the world. Like I always say that to Danny, man. I'm like, I want it all. And I want the success. I want the power. I want the money. I want the power to create.
Willie literally has a t-shirt that he sells at his shows called Life Be Lifin'. Like, if you look behind him, there's an art on his teal Life Be. He made that himself. So this man is a catchphrase. His whole life is a catchphrase.
Okay. Respect of it. Okay. Yeah. So now we got Willie. There is a possibility that any moment Willie could become Lex Luthor. Got it.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. Last question for you guys. Who's most likely to survive in a horror movie?
Danny. Me, yeah. Willie's done. He done, man.
Is it because I'm...
Huh?
Why would I be done?
Well, if you look at the data, it's just, statistically.
Wow.
Hey, data. Look at the data. I'm not talking about anything else.
You did not bring data in this.
Is it not real? Does it not exist?
I ain't never looked it up.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you don't need to. It's
wow.
You guys are amazing.
Because I wear glasses. That's messed up, Danny. I just can't see sometimes.
I mean, when I can't see either, so we're both in the same.
Yeah, so it's really the blind leading the blind with you two, huh?
Literally.
Oh, man. We run in a circle if you gave us an open lot.
All right. Willie, talk to the people, man. Where can they find you at, along with Afro Noodles in general?
I'm on the road right now. I have Dallas coming up next month, Moon Tower in Austin next month. Just did America's Got Talent last week, and that will be airing in the this summer. My Dry Bar comedy special. Me and Danny start shooting some new stuff, so we're all over the place, man.
Danny, what's up, man? Talk to me. What's going on? What's coming up next?
Yeah, man. I got this cool, dope movie called Isaac. Is my first sci-fi movie that I just did. It's coming out this year, so that's dope. I got Joy Sauce. I just filmed my comedy taping for them. That should be out for AAPI month for the Asian people. Represent. That should be out soon as well. And then I have some shows. I don't know when this is going to come out, but I have a I'm doing a Cal State Long Beach, a one-man show.
Seattle.
And also doing Seattle next month as well in April. So April 19th and April 26th. So, yeah, just shows and you know.
Ho.
Show. What? What was the last part?
My phone was breaking up. You know how your thing was like.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. We share the same Wi-Fi. I get it.
Thank you guys for pulling up and being guests on the How to Nerd podcast, Into the Nerdverse, man. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe, and get ready for the next episode. We got so much more on the way this season. Catch you guys on the next one. Danny, Will, love you guys, man. Appreciate you.
You've been speaking in commercials, bro.
I have.
And I can't get out my head that this sounds like the ending of like any commercial.
Baby, yeah.
Baby, yeah. The new three-piece chicken nuggets only at Wendy's.
Baby, yeah.
Hey, come on down now to the Black Friday sale at Kohl's department store.
Baby, yeah.
So if you come on down and pick out your new Toyota.